You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal. I'm not here right now. No, I'm on vacation. You're watching a best of presentation of the 2 years that we've done here at American Journal. We have a lot to be proud of, and so do you. I mean, you really have gotten us to where we are now. I was going to say helped, but let's be honest. You got us here. Without you, we wouldn't be here at all. So you haven't just helped us. You have been the sole and abiding reason that we've been able to do everything that we've been able to do on this program, at the Alex Jones Show, on the War Room with Band.Video and our incredible content creators. It's entirely thanks to you. And here on this Thanksgiving week, we are incredibly thankful for the InfoWars audience. And we're thankful that you go to InfoWars store and take advantage of our massive sales. What are you thankful for? Are you thankful for BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, Vitamin Mineral Fusion? Are you thankful for the information that we bring you or the supplements that help improve your life? If you're thankful for InfoWars, we would really appreciate showing that thankfulness by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's a reciprocal relationship here. We are thankful for you, and we hope to provide you something that you can be thankful for us for. BrainForce Plus is 60% off right now. Knockout Sleep Support is 50% off. Alpha Power is 50% off. VasoBeats Complete is 50% off. Survival Shield X3 is 50% off. Bod Ease, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin D3 Gummies, BrainForce Ultra, Fizzy Magnesium, Super Male, and Super Female Vitality. All of these are 50% off right now as our way of saying thank you to you for supporting us. We want to give you the best prices and the best supplements we possibly can. There's even more. I got through like half the list. A lot more are 60% off. A lot more are 40% off. A lot of these are selling out very quickly. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the mega blowout sale with up to 60% off our top-selling products. And again, we really do appreciate it, and we really think that you're going to appreciate it as well. If you've never purchased anything from InfoWars, if you've never just pulled the trigger and hit the checkout button on InfoWarsStore.com. We really hope that you make an exception this year and support us, because we are in the fight for our lives. We have dedicated ourselves to this contest, and we will not give up. All we ask is for your support in this endeavor, and the best possible way for you to provide that support is by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And again, these products are incredible. I know as I plan on packing my bag later today, I will be including my favorite supplements, especially in the fact that I'll be, driving a very long time in the next couple hours, probably through the night, possibly with a crying baby in the back seat. I am going to need a full supply of BrainForce Ultra to make sure I'm sharp and focused and able to, pilot safely. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. I'll definitely be including some Bod Ease as I take to the slopes at Wolf Creek Pass, Colorado. I know I will be probably tumbling more than I would prefer, so I'm going to be packing some Bod Ease to make sure that I'm not feeling it the next day. I'm also going to be taking some Knockout Sleep Support, since I will probably be on some sort of fold-out bed with a paper-thin mattress at my, my family's spare room. I'm going to still want to be able to sleep well, so I'll be taking some Knockout. I'll be taking some Bod Ease. I'll be taking some BrainForce Plus. And who knows what else, just to make sure that I'm maximizing this vacation time and really making sure I'm taking care of myself the entire time. And I implore you to do so as well. And also, Christmas is coming up. Get your shopping out of the way. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. While you're there, to take advantage of the mega blowout sale and getting some of the incredible supplements that we have for 60, 50, 40% off, pick up some t-shirts, pick up some books, pick up an air filter, something like that. These make great gifts. And the people that you're giving them to, they don't have to know where they come from. You don't have to tell them where you bought them from. They'll get the air filter. They'll be like, it's incredible. My God, this Alexa Pure Breeze, it's changed my life. Everything is so much better. Where did you get it? And you can say, don't worry about it. Just know that the people I got it from are patriots. They're American patriots. They're God-fearing, good people, and that's all you need to know. So great gifts at InfoWarsStore.com, great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and best of all, it is a 360 win as you keep us on the air. We will be back live next week, but we thank you so much for joining us today. We thank you so much, deeply, from the bottom of our heart, for going to InfoWarsStore.com and keeping us on the air. We'll be back soon. Till then, take care.
Someone just have up to 60% off with promo code 1776, ladies and gentlemen. We have a free gift with every single order, no matter how small. Actually, on big orders, you get more than one gift. You get a free gift. And we're not just talking about, in some cases, it'll be a bunch of bumper stickers or an Alex Jones mask. In some cases, it'll be a book or a film or just a bunch of other amazing items. So we have some big ticket items as well that are going to be free gifts. Free gifts with every single order. So again, whether you make a $5 order for one of the t-shirts, the big blowout, or whether you make a $50 order, you will get a free gift at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's all randomly selected by our shopping cart computer system. It just goes through with all the items, hundreds of different items that we're going to be able to offer free, and just randomly picks one of those and puts it in the box. So this is undoubtedly now officially the biggest sale we've ever done. Up to 60% off, promo code 1776, total liquidation blowout to fund us into the new year, and a free gift in every order. Free gift in every order.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. Second hour has begun, meaning we'll open up the phone lines for your calls. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Taking your calls right now at American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. Tell me, do you think the lockdowners deserve amnesty? Do you think the people that destroyed our entire country and way of life over a disease with a 99.99997% survival rate deserve forgiveness? I don't know. You tell me. Give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. You know, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird because same with the previous story, the COVID-19 stuff. It's like, it's weird just knowing things are true, knowing what is happening, talking about it, reporting on it, getting called fake news, getting called all sorts of horrible things, but being right the entire time. And then suddenly some evidence comes out proving that you are right, and it gets published in some mainstream rag. And then suddenly everybody acknowledges it. They never give us credit. They never go, wow, you guys were right. You guys have been warning about this the entire time. Occasionally you get a Alex Jones was right meme thrown in the mix. But overall, everybody acts like they're all just learning this all of a sudden. And I guess it makes sense, right? You don't want to believe something that you don't have straight evidence for. But is that the way you live your normal life? Or do you just come to conclusions based on the evidence that you have, based on the facts that you have, and based on your ability to predict behavior based off of pattern recognition in the past? Because that's what we do. And we just see what's going on, and we just extrapolate the little data points that we have to the wider construct of what's going on, and we tend to arrive at the truth. And then we get called disinformation artists, and we get called Russians, and we get called all sorts of other stuff until evidence comes out, and then we're proven right, and everybody forgets that they called us all those horrible things. So one of the things that we've been reporting on for years at this point, ever since the so-called Great Reset started really being advertised, we've been calling it the Great Consolidation or the Great Cooperation, and talking about the fact that the new world that they're setting up is one in which there is no dividing line between things like the FBI and the state apparatus and the corporate structure, including things like big tech. Again, we've been saying this forever. We've been exposing this. We've been talking about how this has been going on and how it is a blatant violation of the First Amendment, completely unacceptable, and is the death of free speech in this country and around the world. Well, now there have been leaked documents published by The Intercept that outline DHS's plans to police disinformation. And now everybody else realizes this is going on, which is good. Good that everybody's finally up to where InfoWars was 2 years ago. Welcome, everyone, to the truth. The big question is, will this have an effect politically? Will this result in some sort of measures taken to reverse this process? Or will this simply be a data point tracking the slope of our downfall? The story from The Intercept is leaked documents outline DHS's plans to police disinformation. They say the Department of Homeland Security is quietly broadening its efforts to curb speech it considers dangerous. An investigation by The Intercept has found years of internal DHS memos, emails, and documents obtained via leaks and an ongoing lawsuit, as well as public documents, illustrate an expansive effort by the agency to influence tech platforms. The work, much of which remains unknown to the American public, came into clear view earlier this year when the DHS announced a new disinformation governance board, a panel designed to police misinformation, that is false information spread unintentionally, and disinformation, that is false information spread intentionally. But of course, when they use these words, you can go ahead and take out the word false, because often the mis and disinformation that they accuse people like us of spreading, it actually turns out to be entirely true. And then there's malinformation, which is factual information shared typically out of context with harmful intent. That's right. Telling the truth with harmful intent. Okay, incredible. That allegedly threatens U.S. interest. While the board was widely ridiculed, immediately scaled back, and then shut down within a few months, other initiatives are underway as DHS pivots to monitoring social media now that its original mandate, the War on Terror, has wound down. And of course, we reported on at the time that the DHS Disinfo Governance Board was never actually shut down. It was just parceled out into pre-existing establishment apparatus. Behind closed doors and through pressure on private platforms, the U.S. government has used its power to try to shape online discourse. According to meeting minutes and other records appended to a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, a Republican who's also running for Senate, discussions have ranged from the scale and scope of government intervention in online discourse to the mechanics of streamlining takedown requests or false or intentionally misleading information. Again, you just got to read through this. It's the U.S. government cooperating with the avenues of information, the methods by which information is delivered, to determine what is and is not allowed to be spoken and is not what is allowed to be spread. Anybody with any semblance of anti-tyrannical feeling, anybody who thinks that they stand up against oppression, needs to understand that the people that you are working on the behalf of are setting up a system in which their word is unquestionable, and to deviate from the mainstream narrative represents something akin to treason and will be silenced and treated as such. It's actually Microsoft executive Matt Masterson, a former DHS official. It's another thing we've been covering, right? The massive amount of interaction or like trading off of personnel between places like the DHS or the FBI and big tech. They're hand in hand. They're cooperating resolutely. Platforms have got to get comfortable with government, he says. It's really interesting how hesitant they remain. Microsoft executive Matt Masterson, former DHS official, texted Jan Easterly, a DHS director, in February. It's really interesting how hesitant they remain to having the government come in and tell them what they are and are not allowed to publish. They got to get over that. Got to get over that that hesitancy of allowing us to dictate what is and is not real. Got to get over that hesitancy. In a March meeting, Laura Dimlow, an FBI official, warned that the threat of subversive information on social media could undermine support for the U.S. government. Dimlow, according to the notes of the discussion attended by senior executives from Twitter and JP Morgan Chase, stressed that, quote, we need media infrastructure that is held accountable. Twitter and JP Morgan Chase. So once again, we see, as Kanye asked, who invented cancel culture, does in most parts go back to the banks. The banks are leading this charge, and they're sick of their very profitable programs being undermined by the truth coming out. Very profitable wars they wage. Very profitable consolidation strategy they have when it comes to the lockdowns and other things like that. You've got, I mean, this is the Great Reset. This is building back better. This is stakeholder capitalism at its finest. You've got big tech, who also, of course, have a governance board of their own, which is staffed, of course, by government officials in this country and others. Remember, the president of the oversight board that made the decision to kick Donald Trump off of Twitter and off of Facebook, the leader of that oversight board was the former justice minister of the state of Israel, a high-level federal national leader, foreign state, having veto power over the president of the United States being online. This is the Great Reset. This is what it looks like. We'll get more into it on the other side.
He's a four-time world champion of kickboxing and bare knuckles boxing. He's a good friend of mine. He's the number one Google man in the world. And he has been massively censored by the deep state and the globalists for promoting the family and male masculinity, the number one enemy of the globalist. He's Andrew Tate. If you go to AndrewTatePower.com, you can find his new incredible supplement line. He's been number one at everything he's done. Not just philanthropy, not just self-help, not just male empowerment, not just fighting. But when it comes to being the most searched and most viewed person in the world in the last 2 years, it's Andrew Tate. He's even got Alex Jones and Joe Rogan beat. And that's why I went to him several years ago. And I said, what supplements do you take? He goes, I do take supplements. And I said, what do you take? He said, well, these proprietary blends, but, you know, I tend to go to the actual apothecaries, the actual compounders to get the pure stuff. And I said, buddy, you should put out a high-end supplement at a reasonable price. And finally, he came back to me about 6 months ago, and he said, I've done it. When it's ready, I'm ready to promote your show. And he has done it. They've got the amazing testosterone natural boost that is just amazing. They've got the brain formula for the mind, the most important weapon. And he's got an over-the-top, powerful multivitamin mineral system. All three of these products are available right now at AndrewTatePower.com. You need to get these products because they will empower you, they will enrich your life, and they will keep not just Andrew Tate operating on the air, but us as well because he's a major sponsor. So another one of the things that I've really pushed, but his brainchild, his research, his work, this is what Andrew Tate takes to take him naturally in a healthy way to the next level. So find the brain formula, find the overall nutrient supercharger, and find the brain booster all at AndrewTatePower.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are attacking us on every level. But God has given us, through Mother Nature, natural compounds that will take us to the next level. And we've got people like Andrew Tate who've been out there actually researching and testing things in the battlefield that give us the intel we need to know to understand what will empower us to the greatest level. So go now to AndrewTatePower.com and experience the first three of a larger line of holistic products being brought to you by the one and only Andrew Tate. So again, AndrewTatePower.com. The only way you fail is not taking action. AndrewTatePower.com.
Selling out fast. Mega blowout sale. Up to 60% off our top-selling items. Plus, free gift with each purchase. For just the second time in InfoWars store history, even though many of our top-selling items are in limited supply and won't be back in stock until next year, we're putting them all on sale for up to 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Free gift items will be chosen at random from our massive inventory and may include but are not limited to koozies, flags, books, DVDs, stickers, sunglasses, paracords, coasters, RFID protection, and more. Our thanks to you for supporting the InfoWar and the voice of freedom worldwide.
folks. We'll get to your phone calls momentarily. Continue on with this story from The Intercept. Lost in a moment. Again, it's so hard to even talk about one of these stories without it just naturally enveloping all of these others. But again, as we've pointed out, this is the Great Consolidation, the Great Reset, the Build Back Better agenda. Can be more accurately described as a imposition of a neo-feudal system in which there is an upper class that consists of the corporate masters and the political masters working hand in hand, perfectly together, as one singular force against everybody else, against the vast majority of us, who are the underclass with no say and no ability to express ourselves or argue against the people at the top. We've talked about this great consolidation, this great cooperation for a long time. Now there's evidence coming out exactly how this works and how it operates. But again, did you need the leaked documents? Did you need to see it in their own words, them describing it? Or was it obvious from the beginning when you've got the government saying something and then big tech banning anybody that contradicts that, saying, do you need evidence that they're cooperating, or is it obvious from the evidence of their actions? This is the weird part. This is the bizarre part. We've seen how they cooperate. We've seen the effects of it. We see how it takes place. It's always baffling. We use the meme of NPCs, right? Talk about the signal that goes out. Well, they're talking to each other. They're cooperating with one another. They're calling one another and saying, hey, this guy is saying something that contradicts me. Ban him. And the media or the big tech does it. This has been obvious. Now we have the proof of it. If you needed that, in case you needed to actually see the words they were using, now we have it. But if you really needed, if you're like surprised by this, you need to open your eyes. You need to watch InfoWars. Because they have, but now they have, you know, very clear black and white, you know, just perfect. We have the whole thing now. This is it. It's the whole thing. They say there's a formalized process for government officials to directly flag content on Facebook or Instagram that requests that it be throttled or suppressed through a special Facebook portal that requires a government or law enforcement email to use. The content request system at facebook.com/xtakedowns/login is still live. DHS and Meta, the parent company of Facebook, did not respond to a request for comment. The FBI also declined to comment. The DHS's mission to fight disinformation, stemming from concerns around Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election. That's right, folks. You can't just talk about one thing without having a whole host of others pulled into the mix. But again, it just shows you how dislocated we are from reality, how inverted everything is. You have the disinformation claiming that Russia is influencing the election, that Trump is a agent of Russia, this totally unfactual, baseless, made up out of thin air. They know it's not only false, they know it's false. They know what they were saying were lies. That makes it disinformation and misinformation all in one, if you want to denote, you know, the difference between the two. It's both. So they take that act of widespread establishment disinformation of the 2016 election being stolen by Russians and use it as a predicate to establish these programs where they eliminate people who were just telling the truth at the time. So it's really mind-blowing how backwards all of this is. Isn't it? Isn't this crazy? According to a draft copy of the DHS's quarterly Homeland Security Review, DHS's capstone report outlining the department's strategy and priorities in the coming years, the department plans to target, quote, inaccurate information on a wide range of topics, including, quote, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The origins. You know, the origins we were right about the entire time, but you were banned from the internet for saying that it was a lab leak. It's now been proven out by the Senate investigation that even the mainstream media is acknowledging shows that it was, in fact, a lab leak. It's just amazing, isn't it? This is the stuff they're predicating their disinformation programs on. The truth. Things that are the truth they want to silence. That's really all you need to know about all of this. COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, right? something that definitely has a factual basis, right? Racial justice. Nothing subjective about that topic. That's the other thing, right? These people have subjective views that they want to claim are objective, and therefore, because they're objective, will silence you. When in reality, it's just their opinion. It's their subjective view of racial justice. But also including the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the nature of U.S. support to Ukraine. Again, this is how they do it. First, it's because of your safety. It's for health, for COVID-19. We're just trying to keep everybody safe. But now that we have this in place, now that we have this function operational, we're going to go ahead and use it for war, too. We're going to go ahead and use all of this disinformation infrastructure that we've erected to go ahead and make sure that nobody questions our war adventurism either. Just incredible. And we'll continue on this story and show you some of the actual documents and text messages as has been revealed. But for now, let's go out to the phone calls. We've got Mike in New York, who has a red alert for midterms in New York. Wee-oo-wee-oo. The alarm is sounding, Mike. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
What's going on? I want to start off by saying Zeldin for governor.
Amen.
Give him a shout out. Let's get those votes in and get our guy in.
The legend of Zeldin.
Secondly, I was informed by my mom, who, to my pleasant surprise, is voting red for the first time ever this year.
Oh, wow.
She received something in the mail. Backstory, she's going to be going away on vacation on the 8th. She'll be on vacation on the 8th. And she had the absentee ballot. So she put in her ballot. She voted. And then she gets something in the mail sent to the crew. They can show it. They're sending this through the mail. So this is coming right in your mailbox. Kind of like, I don't know if it's, it's some sort of propaganda that they're sending out that's saying, we didn't receive your ballot, this and that, trying to confuse people. Anyway, my mom called the Saratoga County, which is where she lives, Board of Elections, and asked them, hey, did you receive my ballot? And they go, yeah, we've actually received, or actually they said, did you receive something from the Democrats from their committee? And she said, yeah. And she said, the people at the Board of Elections said, we've been getting a ton of these calls. So they're already up to shenanigans. We just got to hold the line and go out on the day of and vote. I'm going as late as possible.
So they probably had your mom's information because she used to be a Democrat, right? So they're sending this out to Democrats who apparently are voting Republican now. I mean, why do you think they sent this out?
I don't know. I don't know if they have maybe just a mass mailing list. I know how those things work, where they just get a giant list and they send it out. But it's just all the coincidences, a lot of people who are Democrats, who have always been Democrats in New York, are going to vote red, And I don't know if that's what their tactic is, but it's one phone call away. You can call the Board of Elections and, ask the simple question. So I don't know what they're trying to get at.
Well, that's fascinating. And I'm going to cover actually how this relates to the story that I'm covering here. The next paragraph down actually relates exactly to what you're pointing out, Mike.
For only the second time in the entirety of the InfoWars store, we are announcing a selling out mega blowout sale. Many of our top selling items are included in this sale and are in limited supply, so once they're out, they will probably not be back in stock until next year. Everything is listed at deep discounts of up to 60% off market price. Plus, if you order now, we will include a free gift from the store for every order, regardless of what you buy. This item will be chosen at random from a handpicked selection of our DVDs, books, stickers, and so much more. This is our gift to you for supporting the InfoWar and the Voice of Freedom worldwide. After the seemingly never-ending barrage of attacks on us, Alex and the rest of the crew here at InfoWars needs all the help we can get to allow the message of a pro-human future to reach the masses. Hurry to the store of InfoWars now to check out the Mega Blowout Sale, because some of these items are already selling out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's see what's cooking on TV.
Thanksgiving Day is coming, and for Charlie Brown, that can only mean it's a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you, Pat, this stuff is looking good and smelling good and tasting good. We got to dig in and start eating now.
Here comes.
Oh, God.
girl. What a feast this is. This is beautiful, girl. Congratulations.
That's a turkey.
The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. See, folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
Hey, buddy.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want.
Look, I had a chance to shoot a bunch of you the other day and didn't.
He wants to get rid of Thanksgiving forever. To get rid of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
All right, Spider-Man.
He's got spiderweb rays coming out of his hands. He can cling to tall buildings. And he's looking for Octopus, the Green Goblin.
Ferengi to O.J. O.J. running to the left, turns the corner at the 30. O.J. in the 25, the 20, and falls ahead of the 15. That does it. He broke the record.
For Clint Longley, even if he never completes another pass, they'll always remember the one he threw on Thanksgiving Day 1974.
Where's the turkey, Chuck? Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners?
Those aren't pillows.
No. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Tonight, on this Thanksgiving, I come before you to ask your help, to ask your strength, to ask your prayers. All of us have lived through 7 days that none of us will ever forget.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
It was pretty interesting. We had a caller from New York who said that in the last segment, he said that his mother received a flyer telling her that her ballot had not been counted, even though she had applied for a mail-in ballot and turned it in. She received that letter from the DNC. Democratic National Committee, which is interesting because, of course, the DNC is the Democrat Party in total is working, hand in hand with big tech to silence people and to bring about the Disinformation Governance Board and all of this other free speech destroying law. And they actually say in the next paragraph down from what I was reading before I took the call in this story from The Intercept, they say, "The challenge is particularly acute in marginalized communities," the report states, "which are often the targets of false or misleading information, such as false information on voting procedures targeting people of color." So it's amazing, isn't it? The organization that is cooperating with big tech to silence people online on the excuse that they provide false information on voting procedures are themselves sending out mailers that are presenting false information on the voting process. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that funny how that works? Gosh, what a wild world, huh? Isn't it crazy? It's just so crazy how that works. How the purveyors of misinformation and disinformation are the ones claiming that to fight misinformation and disinformation, they need extended and overwhelming power over the discourse in this country. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it crazy that the biggest liars are the ones that want to silence people telling the truth? Isn't that wild how that happens? Again, this story may be the biggest story in a decade because And we've pointed this out for a while because, again, we've known this for a while. InfoWars reported on this happening for a long time. We've seen bits and pieces of evidence that have allowed us to understand the full scope of what's going on, and we've reported it as such. So we've known this was going on. And, you know, we've said for a while that it's obvious that these big tech companies are cooperating with each other. They're the people that have power over them are a part of this globalist cabal that is working to eliminate rights the world over and establish this new system of uncontested and unelected control by corporate policy through the World Economic Forum. And that, you know, the decisions that they make aren't based on anything other than whether the action contributes or detracts from their overall overarching diabolical scheme. And the argument we always heard against that was, well, they're private companies. Yeah, but they're private companies. You know, they get to do whatever they want because they're private companies. Because we, the leftists and the Democrats, we love private companies. We love when private companies do whatever they want, even in disregard to the spirit of the law of the First Amendment. They're private companies. And we Democrats, we leftists, we just always stand up for the rights of private companies. Totally absurd, but that was the argument they would make to justify their continued censorship. And when it was first revealed beyond a shadow of a doubt that the FBI was in fact in contact with and in cooperation with big tech companies to take things down, it really throws that whole excuse out the window. It's not private companies. It is the federal government, which means it is a blatant violation of the First Amendment, which means the people in these offices included in these text messages in big tech and in politics, and sometimes in both, right? Sometimes a DHS director leaves to go become a liaison with Microsoft, as happened here with these people. It's a blatant violation of the First Amendment. It is a civil liberties violation. Thank you. That's exactly what it is. It needs to be treated as such. It needs to be remedied. It needs to be punished. It needs to be treated as the blatant unlawful violation that it truly is. But they say this in the Intercept article. The extent to which the DHS initiatives affect Americans' daily social feeds is unclear. I don't know. I think it's pretty clear. I've lost a million Twitter accounts. Pretty clear to me. During the 2020 election, the government flagged numerous posts as suspicious, many of which were then taken down. Documents cited in the Missouri Attorney General's lawsuit disclosed. And in 2021, a report by the Election Integrity Partnership at Stanford University found that nearly 4,800 flagged items, technology platforms took action on 35%, either removing, labeling, or soft blocking speech, meaning the users were only able to view the content by bypassing a warning screen. The research was done in consultation with CISA, the Cyber Security and Infrastructure Security Agency. Prior to the 2020 election, tech companies including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, Discord, Wikipedia, Microsoft, LinkedIn, and Verizon Media met on a monthly basis with FBI, CISA, and other government representatives. According to NBC News, the meetings were part of an initiative still ongoing between the private sector and government to discuss how firms should handle misinformation during the election. You know, misinformation like the Hunter Biden story that we now know was demanded to be taken down by the FBI themselves, and that demand was dutifully adhered to by the big tech companies. And again, we'll get more into this. We're going to go out to your phone calls here. We can actually see on Twitter the actual text messages between this and the actual documents from things like the Cybersecurity Advisory Committee. You can actually see the Facebook content request system, the government reporting system they have. And of course, they mentioned that Twitter's Vijaya Gadde met monthly with DHS to discuss censorship plans. Just a monthly meeting or a weekly meeting, whatever it is. And you actually have the very text messages themselves between people at the DHS and people that were formerly at the DHS and then moved over to Microsoft. DHS says, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Sorry I didn't ring last week. You think you were on the call this week? Just trying to get us to a place where the feds can work with platforms to better understand the mis-dis trends so relevant agencies can try to pre-bunk, debunk as useful. Relevant agencies can try to pre or debunk as useful. Not our mission, but was looking to play a coordinating role. So not every D/A is independently reaching out to platforms, which would cause a lot of chaos. Yeah, they need an organized and systematic form of censorship. The person that was at the DHS and now runs the Microsoft branch of this says, I was on the call. The coordination was greatly appreciated. Was disappointed that platforms, including us, didn't offer more. We'll get there. And sector leadership had zero questions. We'll get there. And that kind of leadership really helps. That kind of leadership, I think he means. Platforms have got to get more comfortable with government. It's really interesting how hesitant they remain. Again, Microsoft included. So again, this is a government agent who has left his position at the DHS to go join Microsoft, not as a agent of Microsoft, but as an agent of the DHS inside Microsoft, as a coordinator between DHS and Microsoft, completing the great merger in full form. Now, we are going to go out to your phone calls in the next segment. We'll go directly out to your phone calls. I won't keep you holding any longer. I'm sorry. I just did these stories. I mean, this really is one of the biggest stories in my lifetime. If it is treated with the severity that it deserves, this will be the catalyst for major, major change in this country. Or it will simply be the people in power telling us what they're doing and continue on. We can't let this go the same way that, say, the Edward Snowden leak went, where it was like revealed that the NSA is doing all this stuff and then nothing happens. They keep doing it and everybody just becomes aware. That cannot be the way this goes. We have to have action on this. We have to have Republicans, who seem to be the only ones that actually care about free speech at all, taking the information that we have now and treating it with the severity it deserves and as the civil liberty destruction that it is. This is democracy at stake, folks. So we'll go out to your phone calls in the next segment. But for now, folks, you can help save InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com. The 1776 Super Sale is here. You're getting 50% off plus double Patriot points, and you help fund the tip of the spear. We are all here in a crucial moment. We need your sponsorship and support to make it over the line in this historic time. Now more than ever, it is essential to keep InfoWars on air so we can continue to defend the First Amendment. We have sales in our top products for 40 to 50% off, plus you can get an additional 10% off any item in the store using the promo code 1776. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get these best-selling products for up to 50% off, plus double Patriot points before we run out of stock. Go now to avoid missing out on these massive savings. And remember, your purchase of these savings is a 360 win. You get super high-quality items, and you help launch InfoWars into the next level.
Let me tell you about all the latest specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me go down the list here. Now, again, folks, you came through yesterday and shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm going to be able to take the truck out.
Thanks to everybody for tuning in, for sharing it. We're going to be going over 2 hours as well. It's a huge success. Big up to the crew behind me. Big up to the writers in the studio putting up the story at InfoWars.com. Remember, folks, if you like this, go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down. It's so funny, they all come out and are like, oh, you owe $1 trillion. You owe $2 trillion, $3 trillion. Oh, really? So we've got you, and that's all we need.
InfoWarsStore.com. No big groups funding us. It's just you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on the air. And of course, the big specials live right now. If you're a fan of any of these supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to make a purchase. Listen to these big discounts. The Whole Food Multivitamin is 40% off. This has been a top seller. You know, we really don't even market it that much, but Whole Food Multivitamins are so popular right now in the supplement industry. People are just finding ours and realizing it's the best out there. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off, but selling out quickly. Winter is here. You got to make sure you're getting your vitamin D. Great way to do it is the vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Vitamin Z plus zinc, same story, folks. Build that immune system up. Vitamin C plus zinc, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, 50% off, flagship supplement. Fizzy Magnesium, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, I took my Brain Force Plus today, 60% off. Organic Greens, Fiber Caps, 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, almost sold out, but 40% off. Alpha Power, almost sold out, but 40% off. The Immune Support Formula, 40% off. Again, that's great here. Winter months coming around, you know, cold season, flu season. Support your immune system naturally. Bezo Beat Complete, 40% off. Limited supply on that, but still in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off, and so much more. Don't forget about the additional 10% with coupon code 1776.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, Chief Scientific Officer for The Wellness Company. It's a new day. We've had 2.5 years of crisis, confusion, despair, hospitalization, and sadly, death. And Americans don't know where to turn. They've lost their trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. Patients have been terrified with what they've seen with COVID-19 vaccination. And a solution now is here, a nationwide alternative healthcare system called the Wellness Company. This is a vertically integrated, large platform that has uncensored content, has virtual appointments and healthcare with qualified doctors, specialists in their field, responsive, and treatment packages that include nutraceuticals and supplements, as well as prescribed medications through a network of community pharmacies, a network of laboratory and in vitro diagnostics, imaging, and then lastly, important online materials, including holistic products, coaching, a variety of medical sources of information, media, all in the Wellness Company at a low monthly price. And I can tell you, it is a breath of fresh air to know that each and every patient, instead of running to the urgent care in the middle of the night, scrambling for healthcare in this COVID and post-COVID era, has a solution. Go to onlinehealthnow.com, and that is the conduit to get to the Wellness Company and get signed up today. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'll be happy to see you on the other side.
Open up the phone lines for you today. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call about any and all topics. Let's talk about World War III, shall we, since it seems to have already started. Pentagon confirming U.S. boots on the ground in Ukraine. Let's take a look at some of the headlines here. Since the battle lines are being drawn, and it's not just America, Russia, it is there are various flashpoints. So U.S. military inspectors in Ukraine to keep further track of weapons and equipment. So, yes, American military personnel are now in Ukraine to keep track of the billions of dollars worth of weapons and equipment the U.S. has sent since the start of the Russian invasion, a U.S. defense official and senior U.S. military official said. Oh, sure. I'm sure that's what it is. They're just making sure the right people are getting blown up. I mean, come on. You believe that for a single second? You shouldn't. But at the same time that that is happening, we've got the other big story from earlier today, or yesterday rather, and that was the Saudi Arabian warning. Very nice for them to warn us this time. Saudi Arabia, U.S. on high alert after warning of imminent Iranian attack. Saudi Arabia has shared intelligence with the U.S. warning of an imminent attack from Iran on targets in the kingdom, putting the American military and others in the Middle East on elevated alert level. The Saudi and U.S. officials said Saudi and U.S. officials in response to the warning, Saudi Arabia, the U.S. and several other neighboring states have also raised the level of alert for their military forces. The officials said they didn't provide more details on the Saudi intelligence. You know, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? As we know, the Iranian regime right now is buckling under the weight of the totally organic protests that are breaking out across that country. And what do you do? What do you do when your own country is embroiled in a massive swath of civil unrest? Well, of course, you start poking the bear that's sleeping outside of your cave, right? You start attacking your neighbors for no reason to achieve nothing. I mean, that's what you do, right? Again, makes no sense at all. Saudi official said Iran is poised to carry out attacks on both the kingdom and Erbil, Iraq, in an effort to distract attention from domestic products that have protests that have roiled the country since September. Distract attention? What is he talking about? Whose attention? To distract their own attention? I thought they were like an authoritarian regime that could divert attention for their own people wherever they want. If they want to not have to report on the protests, then I guess the media probably goes along with their regime and doesn't report on the protests. So are they distracting their own people? Are they distracting the international community? So it's like, oh, we're embarrassed that there's protests in our country, so we're going to launch a missile at you to distract from this? I mean, this makes no sense. I know, call me a skeptic, call me a conspiracy theorist. But I think probably, you know, the people that did 9/11 don't have our best interests in mind and may very well be planning their own false flag attack in order to get us into conflict with Iran. As, of course, people in power in this country have been drooling over that prospect for a very, very long time. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But it is pretty convenient for the Middle East region to have Iran completely senselessly, mindlessly, for no point, being belligerent to their neighbors while they're embroiled in their own domestic issues. Again, and none of it makes any sense strategically or otherwise. But it does come at the very same time that the prime warmonger on the world, Benjamin Netanyahu, has now won an outright majority in the Israeli national elections to be the next prime minister. So he's gone for a little while, but he's back. Old Bibi. He is returning. Netanyahu won more than enough seats to return to power in the latest elections. Netanyahu will have more than the 61 seats required to form a government. In a dangerous world full of insane and weak leaders, this is welcome news. Is it, though? Is it? I don't know, Gateway Pundit. I don't know. I think maybe we differ here. I don't think it's great news to have, like, one of the people that was the primary mover getting us into the war in Iraq. Remember, he went and gave a speech to Congress. He was like, I guarantee you, I give you my solemn word as a Boy Scout that when you invade Iraq, it will be nothing but rainbows and sunshine. He's like, and I guarantee you they have weapons of mass destruction. And by the way, the information that the UN relied on to justify the Iraq war, remember, they had secret information about weapons of mass destruction given from a foreign ally in the region, right? So Israel feeds us fake information. First of all, knows about the 9/11 plot, doesn't tell us, allows that to happen, capitalizes on that and says, oh, you need to go after Iraq, sends their prime minister to come and promise us it'll be a wonderful thing, gives false information to our intelligence agencies who then feed it to both the media and Colin Powell to go up and give the speech in front of the UN where they say, we have evidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. We have to launch this war. And this is the guy that we're happy is back in power at the same time that looks like the conflict with Iran is heating up. He's also said he's going to completely destroy the maritime oil deal that they've arranged with Lebanon recently. That for the first time in a very long time has caused forces like Hezbollah to back off and call a ceasefire because an agreement was actually made. So it's just like at a time where everybody's on edge and everything's looks like it's about to boil over, there's like, you know what we should do is just crank up the heat to full blast and just see what happens. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu getting in office is not a good thing. He is a total warmonger who was, again, the primary mover in getting us into the war in Iraq. And since then has ceaselessly badgered the U.S. to get involved in more conflicts overseas. We can go to war with Syria full-fledged these days. I mean, we already have people on, you know, boots on the ground there too. So we've got Saudi Arabia, Israel, Iran, Lebanon, Syria. This just a major, just a pile of kindling waiting to be set alight. This, of course, is just another front in the proxy war that's being waged in Ukraine with Russia, as Russia, of course, also is assisting the Syrian government in fighting back the so-called moderate rebels that we in America helped to fund and create. I mean, it's just totally wild, but it's not all happening there in the Middle East and Ukraine. You've also got North Korea firing 23 missiles, one landing off the South Korean coast for the first time. North Korea has fired at least 23 missiles into the sea on Wednesday, including one that landed less than 60 kilometers, 40 miles off South Korea's coast, which the South Korean president described as territorial encroachment. It's the first time a ballistic missile has landed near the South's waters since the peninsula was divided in 1945, and the most missiles fired by the North in a single day. South Korea issued a rare air raid warnings and launched its own missiles in response. So good to see the temperature rising there, too. And a bit of decent news, Russia resumes Ukraine grain export deal in an abrupt reversal. So they're actually allowing the safe passage of Ukrainian crop exports, abruptly reversing course after Turkey and the United Nations pushed ahead with the shipments over Moscow's objections. Wheat prices dropped on that news. That's not bad. Folks, the stories at Infowars.com. World War III has already effectively begun, by Noriel Rubini. The new world war is practically underway, certainly in Ukraine and cyberspace, economist Noreli Rubini explained. He's a New York professor, interviewed by Der Spiegel, and listed some of the world's most acute problems. China and Taiwan, North Korea, South Korea, Japan, Ukraine, Russia, all of the Eastern Bloc countries putting nuclear weapons in Finland, holding nuclear practice runs in Sweden. Just everybody in power is pushing towards the very edge. We should probably stand up and stop it. We should probably have our Congress actually assert their authority and prevent this from going forward. We're going to take your calls in the third hour, folks. But remember, you can help save InfoWars because the 1776 Super Sale is here. Save up to 50% off, plus you're getting double Patriot points, and you help fund the tip of the spear. 40 to 50% off, plus you can receive an additional 10% off any item at the InfoWars store by using the promo code 1776, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. Keep us on the air.
Thanksgiving 2022 is here, and I wanted to give thanks for all the viewers and listeners that have kept InfoWars in the fight over the years. The New World Order, their globalist controllers, absolutely hate our guts because they hate your guts. They want to break your will. They want to dominate you. They want to take full control of you and your family and your friends' destiny. But because of independent media outlets that tell the truth and fight for human liberty, like InfoWars, that wear our bias of freedom and justice and America and God and family on our sleeve, we have a real fighting chance against the globalists. But that is only because of your tireless dedication and your support of InfoWars. So again, I'd like to thank you all for your support, and I give thanks for your dedicated prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy to financially keep InfoWars and our media operations and our documentaries and our reports on air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you'll notice when you go to the site that basically everything's on sale between 40 and 60% off. But many things are starting to sell out, like our great Wake of America coffee that's award-winning, and X3, and so many other great products have now sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is sold out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is close to selling out. DNA Force Plus is close to selling out. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is close to selling out. All 40 or so InfoWars Life products that are excellent are about to sell out. But despite that, we're keeping them on sale because we need the funds to operate, and because I want those of you that have never experienced the products particularly to go ahead and take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and experience what these products do for you and your family. So start with Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus right now, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.